Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. And in this episode, I'm hoping to bring clarity to the issue of whether or not God is in control of our lives. It seems that anytime there's a tragic event, people end up asking, how could God have allowed this to happen? As if God is to blame for every bad thing that happens in our lives. Where's our responsibility? Many of those same people who are asking that question don't even care about God. They only look for a reason to blame him for our troubles. Then there are Christians who look to those same events and say, God is in control. For most of them, it's a cop-out. For those who are too lazy or too unconcerned to pray, there are those who like to blame sinners for the trouble that they find themselves in. But all of these attitudes are wrong. If we want God to be in control, we have to give him control over our lives. That means we must obey him and his word. I was watching television and they had one of these ads where they were talking about feed the children in Africa. And it was one of those really pull on your heartstrings. And I'm like, I said, Lord, this is kind of amazing. We've had these ads since I was a little kid. So if you look at, 50, 60 years of these ads, I'm like, okay, why isn't anything changing? Why are they still able to think, well, wait a minute, you're God that blesses. You don't like people in poverty, you don't like starvation, and this is against your will. But why is it still happening? And the Lord made a very interesting statement to me. He blamed it on his people who refused to obey him. And he said, and he's talking about American Christians. He said, too many American Christians are in their comfort zone. Now, let's get into today's message. You have to hear the Holy Spirit to be able to put God in control. And for a lot of people fight that. Oh, no, Christians will fight it. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do. Then Jesus is not your Lord. And that's an issue. Then Jesus said, and that day, there are many saying, Lord, Lord. And he's going to say, why do you call me Lord? You don't do what I tell you to do. And so that's what we have to understand. That and alone lets you know God is not in control. Look at Christians. We have an ability to read the word and then go do what we want to do. And so many people do that because their heart is not to obey God. So he's not in control. He's not even in control of your life. You think about it. If he were in control, we'd have peace in the earth. You have peace in your house. You have prosperity. You have all the things in the Garden of Eden flowing through your house. If God was in control. But as you see, there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of people living in lack. A lot of people in sickness and disease. A lot of things that were not in the garden. The things that Jesus came and showed that his kingdom overrides that. His kingdom reverses those things. So if we really operate according to the Spirit of God, we should see evidence of it in our lives, whether it's through our money, through our health, through our just favor that we would have with God that nobody else has. There should be a marked difference between us and those in the world. And that's how you know God is in control. Now, I remember years ago, I was talking to the Lord about this matter. And I was watching television and they had one of these ads where they were talking about feed the children in Africa. And it was one of those really pull on your heartstrings. And I'm like, I said, Lord, this is kind of amazing. We've had these ads since I was a little kid. So if you look at, 50, 60 years of these ads, I'm like, okay, why isn't anything changing? Why are they still able to think, well, wait a minute, you're God that blesses. You don't like people in poverty. You don't like starvation. And this is against your will. But why is it still happening? And the Lord made a very interesting statement to me. He blamed it on his people who refused to obey him. And he said, and he's talking about American Christians. He said, too many American Christians are in their comfort zones. They like the comfortable homes. They like their comfortable air-conditioned places. And when God has already told them, go to Africa and set up this program, go to this country and set up these programs, but they refuse. So what's happening is people are suffering in other countries because we don't obey. Likewise, people are suffering right in this country, in America, and in wherever you're listening from, because we don't obey. And we wonder, why are people still in lack? Why are so many things still going on? Well, it's because the Christians haven't stepped up. And what has the Lord been talking to me about? Breaking forth, stepping up in the thing that God has for your life. You hear his voice, you know the plan, move out, break forth. And that's what's going to cause this thing to turn around. Why? Because we have dominion. And as I said last time, the assignments that we have are designed to take out the gates of hell. They can't prevail against these assignments that we're breaking forth on. And what's happening is too many people are just comfortable.
They're just letting things go because, well, I don't want to get involved. God is in control. That's a cop out. That's a cop out. But as he told me here, that's what happened with the people of still starving in Africa. People won't go. They won't do what God tells them to do. They won't do it in our own countries. The organizations that God will tell people to set up, they don't do it. I've had family members, same thing. God told me to do this. Why haven't you done it? Well, there's so many things out there. They got this person's out there, that person out there. It doesn't matter who's out there. You're supposed to be out there. You're supposed to be breaking forth and do what God called you to do. Because that's what causes the evidence to start flowing in your family. That's what causes the blessings to start flowing in your family. But Jesus, again, going back to the power is in our hands. The obedience, we have to be obedient. Even before the disciples, we'll go to Matthew, or actually Luke 10:19, where he told them, behold, I give you power over all the enemy. And that's important because these were unsaved men, yet they had power. Jesus had given them power to go out in his word, in his power. And they came back saying, behold, they said, I beheld Satan who fell like lightning from heaven. And he said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of enemy, and nothing shall be anywise hurt you. Well, they were talking about how the demons were in their control in Jesus' name. And these are people that weren't yet saved. They just spent time with Jesus. Now, those of us who have the indwelling Holy Spirit in us should be having greater results than the disciples had, because Jesus is no longer physically here, but he's residing within us. And that should be a marked difference. We have power over that. Psalm 91 tells us the same thing, that we've been given power. Power. And in fact, I wanted to read another scripture for you, because this power is the word, Greek word, exousia, which is authority. And we do have authority in Christ to rule and reign. Romans 5:17 tells us that with Jesus Christ, we are able to rule and reign in this life. It tells again in 1 Peter 2:9 tells us that we are what? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people who are designed to show forth the praises of God. So meaning he's given us this title. He saved us, not for us just to sit back and watch the world go to hell. No, he wants to save people. He wants people to come into the kingdom so they can be saved. But we have to be the ones that step forward and be obedient. He says again in Revelation 5, he talks about 5 and 10, that we have been made kings and priests of our God, and we shall reign in the earth. And that's what God is wanting us to do. We reign in Jesus' name now, but in the future and the millennium, we will all come back and reign as kings on the earth. But right now he's saying, reign in my name. Reign. How do you reign in his name? Move out in his name. Open the school in his name. Start the books in his name. Start the companies in his name, the ministries in his name. Whatever he's telling you to do is how you rule and reign in this time. And it's like he told Peter, on this rock, I build my church. We think the church is built on, religion. No, the church was never supposed to be built on religion. The church was built on the revelation. As I said last time, I'm sure there's some pastors and leaders who had a revelation from God initially. Then they decided, well, I'm going to do it like this. I'm going to do it like that. No, we have to have all our instructions from heaven as well. Now, one of the things I'm going to say, so we do have authority, jurisdiction, and that's the word the Lord can bring up. That is a legal term that most of us are aware of. But he talked about how we have jurisdiction over the earth. Now, we're talking the original definition means law. Diction means to speak or to say. So how do we take control of things in the earth? We say, we speak words, and we will have, according to what Jesus said in Mark 11:24, we will have what we say. Mark 11:23-24, we will have what we say. So whatever conditions we have in our life right now is because of our words. God is not in control. We are. We have to control our mouths. That's why Deuteronomy 30:19 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Well, it says, he puts before you life and death, blessing and cursing. You choose life is what he's suggesting so that you can live. But Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So what we have in this life, whether it's life, death, blessing, and cursing, comes out of our mouths. What are we speaking? And the blessing that Peter had was because he spoke what he heard from heaven. And the blessing we're supposed to have and walk in to change this world is what we hear from heaven and speaking what we hear. That's how Jesus lived. Jesus said he did not speak his own words. He said he only speaks what his Father speaks. And once he speaks the word that his Father speaks, it's the Father that does the work. That's all we have to do. Whether you speak it in written form, whether you speak it in print form, whether it's in music, whatever the God gives you, that's how you rule and reign in his name. Excuse me. Now, going back to verse 19, he talks about the keys of heaven, revelation keys. Keys. How do I write these books? How do I write this book? It was a revelation from heaven. It was my life, something he was putting me through, but it was a revelation from heaven. He was teaching me. And then he said, now I want you to take that lesson and teach others.
There you have it. I hope now you understand how God can only have control if we give him control. As it was from the very beginning when God created mankind, as it says in Genesis 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Beloved, that's where we are. God gave us dominion, and that has not changed. We just need to make sure that we're doing things God's way. The only way God can be in control is if we're taking dominion for his kingdom. In Jesus' name. If you've enjoyed this episode and want to learn more, check out the link in the description box to view this video on YouTube. Also, join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well, so you don't miss out on what God is saying in these last days. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time. Thank you for being with us. You can catch our Sunday live broadcast weekly on YouTube at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also catch our weekly podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as our website, www.epicbooksandcafe.com. In addition, Break Forth, Fulfilling God's Dominion Mandate by Paula Matthews is available both at Barnes & Noble and Amazon Books. Thank you for being with us.